Harris touring the facility in St. Paul and marking the first time a sitting president or vice president has visited an abortion clinic. She spoke to staff about how abortion bans in neighboring states have impacted Minnesota. Reaction is continuing to come in as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, made a series of demands for Israel during a speech on the Senate floor Thursday. And one of those included calling for new elections in the Jewish state. Danny Dannon is a member of the Israeli Knesset. He weighs in on Fox News.
We were shocked, and I say we because it was from left to right. People were shocked to hear those words of Senator Schumer, because one of the core issues that we have in common with the U.S. is democracy, the value of democracy.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is attending the United Nations Commission on Narcotic Drugs to stress that ending drug addiction is a global effort. Blinken addressing the organization in Vienna.
Fulfilling the mission of this institution.
A few spotty thunderstorms tonight, possibly yet. Patchy fog could be dense returning overnight tonight. We'll start the morning cloudy, mostly dry, scattered afternoon thunderstorms Saturday. 60s go to a high of near low 80s. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms. Sunday, mostly for the afternoon, a round or two of storms, possibly heavy or severe. 70s, turning cooler late in the day. Late day thunderstorms taper down Sunday night. Dry, sunny, much cooler Monday, 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, March 23rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, March 24th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police. At Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd, March 24th, at the Castine Center in Mandeville.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
Happy Friday. It's Susan Berniker with Health Connections. And today we're going to have a very interesting show. Today we're going to cover, we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Kashi Rai about the immune system and immune enhancers more unusual than the normal immune boosters we're all familiar with. For example, vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, etc. We're going to learn how to incorporate new immune boosters to the ones we already have and track that for our healing. And let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Kashi Rai. For any of you that used to listen to my show over at the other radio station, she was with me for several years. And Dr. Kashi Rai is here in New Orleans. She's a family medicine physician that's devoted to identifying and the treatment of cellular imbalances. She uses bioidentical substances to promote healing and establish a balance between your cells and your organ system. She is an integrative doctor, some people would call you also, right, Dr. Rai?
Right,
and
right.
Dr. Rai is here in studio today, so we're glad to have you.
Well, Susan, it's so fun to be back. This is really a blast. So.
Yes.
And also on Friday. Friday's my favorite day. I don't usually go to the office on Friday, so this is really wonderful timing.
That's
for
good.
Me. So.
That's great. So you and I spoke yesterday, and we were talking about what we were going to talk about, the immune system, and you said, Susan, I got to talk about some immune enhancers people don't know about.
Right. And I was really blown away. I wouldn't at all consider myself an expert on this, but I have actually seen the effects of it. And I wanted to tell the listeners where they might find out who the real expert is and listen to it. But the first substance is tocotrienol. And the tocotrienol is in the vitamin E family, but it absolutely is not the, you know, like the D-alpha tocopherols. In fact,
because when they talk about vitamin E all the time, they're talking about the tocotrienols.
Right. No, they usually like if you have a vitamin E substance and they'll say like it's a total vitamin E, it'll have tocopherols and tocotrienols.
Okay,
but the tocotrienols are the real heroes of the whole vitamin E family.
Okay.
And so the real deal is that the tocotrienols, they're embedded in the cell membranes, and they're just like, they're kind of like, I don't know what the best cartoon character to describe them like, but, you know, to age myself, it's kind of like Mighty Mouse. Anyway, they go around splicing away bad things, and they just kind of clean up all kind of lipid problems. And so they're very different. Like vitamin C is a water-soluble antioxidant.
Right.
So the tocopherols, the tocotrienols, excuse me, are a fat-soluble antioxidant. And so it makes them very different. And so they have a lot of amazing properties.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
Right, correct.
So when someone's taking the regular vitamin E, they're taking what?
They're taking usually a tocopherol.
Okay.
And you absolutely don't want to take a tocopherol because it actually blocks the tocotrienol.
Oh,
so
really?
You don't want tocopherol. You want to look and check very carefully.
And the
to make
tocotrienol
sure.
is a form of vitamin E.
Right.
It's in the family. It's like the cousin.
Right. Right. And usually most of the supplements are with tocopherols. And that's why I was really excited about the tocotrienols. Now, I mean, I actually would like to tell the viewers like who the expert is on I heard the thing. Dr. Barry Tan, it's B-A-R-R-I-E, and last name Tan, T-A-N, and he's done research all his life, and I'm just new to it, that's all. But I listened to something by him, and literally I was blown away because it's like, well, what doesn't it do? And, you know, I mean, you hate to get too excited that you have the silver bullet that'll cure all things, mm-hmm. but it's pretty darn impressive, and it's probably only equally as impressive as the next thing we're going to talk about, but I have a whole lot to say on the tocotrienols first, so anyway. Anyway.
Yes, so it's impressive because what impressed you about it?
Well, first of all, it's a lipid antioxidant. So anything that's like the cell has a border, and that's the cell membrane, and it's a double layer of fat. And everything that the cell does is instigated by what happens kind of with the interaction of substances with the cell membrane. So if there's any kind of problem in the cell membrane, then the whole cell doesn't work right. So it's kind of like, you know, it's a small example of having very, very healthy borders. How about if I say that?
Yeah, or like a healthy cover around the
right,
cell.
Right, correct.
Yeah.
And so what the tocotrienols, they're actually a little shorter than the tocopherols, which is usually the usual vitamin mm-hmm. E. And so what the tocotrienols do is they actually kind of rush around and they splice away things that aren't supposed to be there. And
so they like to destroy all the dirty stuff.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly what they do. And
like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, exactly. So they work a little bit differently, and it's hard to find substances that actually help repair cell membranes like this. And I mean, this isn't the only substance, and I'm not trying to imply that, you know, that this is going to cure everything, but it's so inexpensive and or relatively, and it's mm-hmm. it's personally empowering, so people can take it themselves and benefit from all of its attributes.
When you say it cleans up, what type of things does it clean up? Like,
I mean,
in the cells, like, does it have to do with like diseased cells, dysfunctional cells?
Yes. And that was really my biggest interest.
Yeah.
And because I see a lot of very, very sick people. And let's talk about first, like, liver health. OK.
Right.
And we live in New Orleans. There's a lot of it's fatty liver disease. Now, fatty liver disease can be caused from, unfortunately, in medicine, they divided it into two groups. Mm. They called it alcoholic fatty liver disease and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
In New Orleans, we have a bunch of alcoholic fatty livers.
Well, probably so, but anyway.
Anyway, we'll talk about both of those people.
It doesn't really matter to the liver because really it's about a 50-50% on what happens to the liver. Viruses can cause fatty liver disease, and that's why all the hepatitis, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, just for instance. So
the liver doesn't matter what's the substance it's getting hit with, it just
Right, exactly.
It reacts.
Right, and it has to protect itself. And its job, it's like almost like all roads lead to the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Because the liver's job is to, like, take everything and screen it or detoxify it and then turn it into something and promote it to let it go through the bloodstream mm-hmm. the way it's supposed to go. So the liver has this huge, important job. Huge.
Takes things in, moves it around.
Right.
Puts stuff out.
Right, exactly. It's a, I don't know, what would you call that?
It's like an assembly line.
In a way, except that it has to make a lot of executive decisions.
Chops it up and decides what to do with it.
Yeah.
And then, okay, you go here and you go there and you go over there.
Right, exactly right. So anyway, but it is a prevalent issue here. And so the question is, what can you do other than, say, stop eating as many carbs or drinking as much alcohol or protect yourself from more viruses? Is there another way that you can actually start the liver to start healing itself?
Yes.
And that's why I was so excited about this. It's not just the liver, it's the heart too.
Okay.
We're getting the finger.
Oh, we're getting the music. And the finger. Okay, you're listening to Health Connections with Susan Bernacker, and today my guest is Dr. Kashi Rai, and we're going to be back in just a moment. Dr. Kashi, you hold that thought, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Health Connections at WGSO.com. If you want to call in a little later, it's 504-556-9696. We'll be right back.
Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Vinyl Tech's warehouse is fully stocked with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Our 20 reps are working around the clock for you. Don't wait 4 months to get work done. Vinyl Tech has materials now and are prepared to start on your home. Vinyl Tech has the most roofing, siding, gutters, and window siding crews in the area. Call for a free estimate. We show up and get you done. 504-469-7590 or VinylTechNola.com. 504-469-7590 or VinylTechNola.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hello, I'm Cynthia. I invite you to tune in 4 to 5 daily, and please invite a friend or two. Y'all will take a tour with me of our town from 4 to 5 daily as we taste our town's cuisine, meet interesting business leaders in the marketplace, and enjoy encouragement and motivation from spiritual leaders and from fellow brothers and sisters in our community. This show is a voice for our town to speak. I welcome, encourage, and respect different voices and viewpoints. Call in to talk about our town 4 to 5 daily.
Tune in to Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
And we're back. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Berniker at WGSO. And if you are in your car and you get out and you want to hear the rest of this, go to WGSO.com because we're streaming. You won't miss the end. And you won't miss Dr. Kashi Rai, who is here with us today. Dr. Kashi Rai is an integrative medicine doctor here in New Orleans. And I know she's fantastic because she used to be on my other radio show for years. And we're talking about the immune system and immune enhancers, but particularly how they affect our liver. And Dr. Rai, you had some good stuff going there when we went to break.
Right. And so I'll try to pick up where I left off. So we're talking about a form of vitamin E that's called tocotrienol, not tocopherol. So the reason I started on lipids, because that is actually what this metabolite is a lipid antioxidant. So I was talking about diseased livers, really.
Yes.
And I don't care whether it's hepatitis or if it's elevated liver enzymes or it's an extremely elevated bilirubin or you have any type of biliary sclerosis. It doesn't matter what the problem is. This will start getting things to go in the right way. And it doesn't matter what caused it. So
if you have elevated numbers, I've spoke to three friends of mine that said, oh, my liver numbers were high.
Right.
And so this can help that.
Right. And so just as we were talking about, that sometimes you can have elevated liver numbers from too much alcohol or too many carbs or viruses or a host of number of things, but it doesn't really matter. Just start taking this. And so the tocotrienols come in different forms, and there are different sources of the tocotrienols. And the one that I'm recommending the most is from the annatto plant. It's A-N-A-T-T-O. And
is that a tree? I think it's a tree.
It's like a plant. I don't know if I'd call it a tree, but it's okay. I don't know, it's like 8 to 12 feet. So it's kind of high and has real
big,
bright red flowers.
Oh.
So anyway, so you can get this. And as I said, it's not a very expensive supplement. And actually, I don't know the cost of it right offhand, but it's not one of these.
It's something we can all find.
Right. We can all find. But you want to specifically look for this annatto E. There are a couple of different places to get it. But this annatto E has the forms of the tocotrienols that you want. You want the delta and the gamma portions of the tocotrienols. And what the annatto plant has, it doesn't have anything else. It doesn't have any other form of vitamin E like the tocopherols, because again, the tocopherols block the tocotrienols.
So they like have a little fight.
Right, exactly.
Like, get out of here.
Right. And I'm not saying that the tocopherols aren't needed in the cell membrane, but that's not the question when you have an immune problem.
So the annatto E is more of a healing when you have a problem.
Yes, mm-hmm. Or it could be a preventive.
Or a preventive.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you don't have to
both.
You don't have to take
But I was
lot.
Thinking in comparison to the tocopherols.
To the tocopherols, yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, people were excited when they first started studying the tocopherols because they were looking for a lipid antioxidant. Because what happens is if you have a nick on the cell membrane, again, that cell membrane starts reacting. So a healthy cell membrane will have really a certain charge across its membrane. And as the cell ages and gets, you know, decayed, that membrane potential will start shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. And that actually gets into how stem cells work, and we're not talking about that today.
That's another day.
But what I'm talking about is that if you can do anything that helps support these cell membranes and especially cheaply, and it's just something to.
So, does it strengthen the cell wall?
It does, but it cleans it up. It cleans it up basically, and it does more than that. Once it's in the interior of the cell, like anybody who has cholesterol problems. Now, we said all these liver problems that people usually go to their doctor and identify, like elevated enzymes or elevated bilirubin, and incidentally, these are simple tests to. You know, to run, usually the doctors run this comprehensive metabolic panel that every doctor runs at your, you know, regular checkup. But there's other things that will, you know, test to see whether you have a fatty liver or not. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mean to spend the whole time on fatty liver, but it's just so interesting because it's a good example.
Yeah.
This Sinano E will strengthen any cellular membrane, whether it's the heart membrane and it's...
Oh. So we're not just talking about the liver.
Right, we're not
at all.
It
affects organs.
Organs, yes.
That's what I like.
Yes, so there isn't an organ that it doesn't help. It decreases inflammation. It helps the whole cell division processes. Something else that is pretty amazing, it seems to slow down bone loss. So, as I said, you're looking for as many silver bullets, and that's really why we had talked about zinc.
Everybody over 40 should be taking
it. Right, should be. I agree.
Men and women.
Men and women,
because we all start losing our bone density.
Right. And so I don't know really where it doesn't help. It helps in the brain because the brain is a huge amount of fat. So I wanted to share some things, what it does for cancer. And again, as I said, this isn't me. I'm not the researcher.
Right.
And, you know, my...
But you learned this from the researcher,
right.
And now you're excited about it as
a
doctor.
I'm very excited about it, and I've actually seen it already working in a few people.
So you're incorporating this into with your patients.
Yes.
Okay.
And very enthusiastically. So how it works on cancer, because really we're looking for things, and certainly when you have cancer... if you can find things that you can incorporate with another treatment, it's always easier to find that. This might work by itself. I'm not trying to say it can't work by itself, but it also plays well with other people, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so...
So it doesn't fight with the other supplements or things you're doing.
The only person it fights with is the
tocopherols.
Right.
But it allows other things to be going on around it.
Right,
that's great.
Right. It's amazing.
It is.
So the way it works...
So how does it work with cancer?
So three big things.
Okay.
Cancer cells almost refuse to die. What you call a cancer cell is they call them immortal. And so these immortal cancer cells don't know when to stop multiplying and dividing. And so what this does is it actually causes the cell to turn on its mechanism called apoptosis. And that causes a cancer cell to say, hey, I'm doing something. It's kind of like a conscience I'm doing something wrong, and I know it, and I've got to stop doing it. Right. But so it's that hit of consciousness that comes to the cell. And
so when the Sinano E hits a cancer cell, it's like a stun. It stuns it.
Right. That's correct. And it actually tells it to cease and desist and to die. Okay, and that's what apoptosis is. Now, that's only one mechanism, okay?
Oh, I love that.
Right. So the second mechanism, cancer cells are very quick to divide and multiply. They divide and multiply much faster than normal cells.
And especially if you're doing things that promote it.
Right, exactly. So what this does is it will, for anything greater than 2 millimeters with this aggregation of cells, it will actually stop the blood supply from going to this mass of cells.
What?
So there is a pharmaceutical drug called Avastin, which people have taken to stop what they call angiogenesis, which is new blood growth to tumor molecules.
So it actually help stop the blood supply to the cancer?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievable. Okay, we got to come back to this.
Okay.
We have to take a commercial break. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Berniker, and my guest today is Dr. Kashi Rai. This is so interesting. You got to come back and listen to the rest of this. All righty, WGSO. We'll be right back.
time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Tired of placing multiple calls to multiple vendors and getting the runaround? Turn to one resource who can get it done. Sir Speedy. We provide a wide spectrum of print, signs, and marketing services, all backed by more than five decades of experience. So when you need that new brochure, direct marketing campaign, or signage to promote your brand, give us a call at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Everything you need, one resource, Sir Speedy.
Hey, this is BJ Russ. Make sure you join me every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll be on from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll talk sports, music, movies, and pretty much anything in between. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM. That's the place to be. And don't forget that you can listen to us on WGSO.com and on the Mixlr app.
Ryan Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ryan Richardson, every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, fellow Patriots. I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
We're the Jambalaya Boys from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
Join us Friday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. on WGSO 990.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Louisiana National Guardsmen participating in Operation Lone Star have arrived in Texas. Lang spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Noel Collins, says 50 soldiers began their first of three 30-day rotations Friday at the southern border.
They made it safely, and they've started to receive their in-briefs from the Texas National Guard leadership, who are part of the Operation Lone Star operation.
Governor Jeff Landry signed off on sending Louisiana Guardsmen at the request of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Many times after a car crash, there's debris left behind, which adds to the state's litter problem. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is asking law enforcement to make sure vehicle bumpers, glass, tire fragments, etc. are picked up after the vehicles are towed away. He says it'll make our roadways cleaner and safer.
That debris can cause additional accidents, harm to your vehicle, flat tires, and it adds to the litter.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Hey, Louisiana, how are you stopping litter?
In Terrebonne Parish, we put our trash in a bag and never out the car window.
In Bienville, we bag it, tie it, and put a lid on it.
We keep litter out of our lakes in Lafayette.
And in Calcasieu Parish, we keep our roads clean by clearing out our truck beds and securing our loads.
We need every person in every parish to stop littering and keep Louisiana beautiful.
For more litter prevention tips, visit letlouisianashine.org.
Sponsored by Louisiana Lieutenant Governor's Office and Keep Louisiana Beautiful.
Medicaid members, keep your coverage. Update your address, email address, and cell phone number to receive information regarding your benefits. Act now. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, read it and respond as soon as possible. For more information or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember to update all required information before Medicaid deadlines so you don't lose your coverage.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org. Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo. I'm inviting you to join me every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo, heard only on WGSO 990 AM or WGSO.com.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hey, fellow Patriots. I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
We're the Jambalaya Boys from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
Join us Friday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
And we're back. And it's Friday afternoon. You're here with Health Connections with Susan Berniker, and I have Dr. Kashi Rai here today, integrative medicine doctor right here in New Orleans. In fact, her office is in Metairie on Division. And we're talking about a fantastic thing, Anato-E.
Right.
Is another immune enhancer for our body, other than all the regular ones. But this one is really special. And we were talking about the mechanisms that it affects when it has to do with cancer. And the first one was that the cancer cells refuse to die.
Right.
And when Anato-E comes in, it goes, okay, I'm going to die.
Right, exactly. That's it.
And then the second is you started to explain that it stops the blood supply.
Right.
To the cancer cells.
To the cancer cells.
I'm amazed by that. So tell me about that.
Okay, so there's a cancer drug that's called Avastin.
Uh-huh.
And it's used specifically for that.
Okay.
So this can do, I mean, I don't know. I don't want
to. A
similar job. That's such an appropriate word. Similar.
Similar job.
So, you know, and the extent of how it can do it is very interesting. I think I'm going to break here just on this they call it an anti-angiogenesis metabolite when it does this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell a couple different cancer studies that they did. But one was on stage 4 ovarian cancer.
Wow.
Now, the women who had stage 4 ovarian cancer were, they were beyond chemo, they were beyond surgery, they were beyond radiation, but they were all on Avastin, because that's the only thing they could figure, well, we'll stop
at that
the blood
point.
At that point.
Right.
So it was a stage 4. And so what they did is they took the control group, and I don't know how many people this was, but it was a reputable number of people. I just don't have that at my fingertips, how many were in the study. Anyway, mm-hmm. so 50% of the people were on just Avastin, and mm-hmm. the other group of women, they put on Avastin, and they put on this Anato-E. And they put 300 milligrams, which is usually the dose, in one little tiny gel cap.
300 milligrams a day?
Right. No, they did it three times a day.
Okay.
And so what they found, after a year, none of the people who were on Avastin were alive.
Oh, boy.
And 50% of the women who were on Avastin and this tocotrienol at that dose were alive.
And so that's 25% of the whole group.
Yes.
Wow.
Correct. And so after 2 years, 25% of the Anato group were still alive.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying it's going to, you know, I'm not trying to make a claim, but I'm saying I'm really excited about
bought a lot of time for a lot of people.
Right, right. Without any side effects.
Yeah, no side effects.
And I mean, you can take it with other things. So mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty remarkable.
I think it's unbelievable.
Right. That's just one study. Okay. You ready for the number three?
Number three.
So cancer cells, as all cells have to do, they have to make a cholesterol around this, in their cell membrane. So what the tocotrienols, what this Anato-E does, is it stops the cancer cells from making cholesterol. Now, people who have high cholesterol, it will also do that in the liver, which is really remarkable. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's like, well, what can't it do, right? So, but for cancer cells, if they can't make cholesterol, they're not going to have a cell membrane. They're not going to live.
So they cancer cells create cholesterol. Is it a protection, like they're protecting yes. themselves by putting right. this
and
fat this, around
right,
them?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right.
And so an OE comes in
and says, no, you have enough fat, and I think you don't need this, and you're a bad cell, and you're going
to
die.
Time to get skinny, and you're going to die.
Right. That's it in a nutshell.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting?
This is really amazing. And this, all these are come from these studies.
Right.
And Dr. Tan involved
yes.
in that?
Well, I don't think, well, yes, as a matter of fact, he was. He was involved, and I don't know, I would imagine his name is on all of these studies.
Yeah.
But I can't say for sure, but it was his tutelage that I was listening to,
yeah.
and I was just really blown away. And you can see how exciting this is.
Yeah, that's three mechanisms towards cancer
right.
that this helps. And it's a
right.
simple
thing.
It's an annatto E, a different
right.
form of E. And I want to keep saying that. It's not vitamin E as we know the
right.
normal. This is annatto E.
Right, annatto E.
A different form. It's a cousin. And they do two different things.
And you don't want to take them together because
yes.
they stop
cross out each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you
got
to just take one or the
right.
other. But this one has so many more properties that are good for your organs.
Right. All of them. So I wanted to tell you one other study that they published, which I thought was very interesting. So they were doing a pancreatic cancer study. And so these were people newly diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And so all of these people were going to have surgery. It was imminent. So 2 weeks before their surgery date, what they did is they gave all of these people different doses. And they started with 200 milligrams and then went all the way up to 3,000 milligrams on different people. So then they had 2 weeks went by. They took it the morning of their surgery. And then they looked at the tumor on all of these people, and what they found is in every single dosage, 200 to 3,000, the cancer had already started dying with this apoptosis.
Wow.
And they found the what they call the sweet range, somewhere between 200 and 400 milligrams of the
Is this how they came up with 300 milligrams in a tablet?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they've come up with 300 milligrams. I use, currently I'm using cardiovascular research, annatto E, because it's in a gel form. And I just
want to mention, because Dr. Y is not here to sell supplements,
right.
but she does carry these in her office.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's on Division Street in Metairie. But And where was I?
I don't know, but it's pretty phenomenal, don't you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, I mean, but I want them to realize you're not here to sell annatto.
Right.
You're here to tell
just
us about all this.
The, yeah,
share this
information.
Educational
right.
information, because I had not heard about this till you told me last week about this.
Right.
And I was like, wow.
And I think people should know it, because we have a lot of fatty conditions here, you know.
Yes, especially here.
Right, and we're fat. So
America is fat.
So
yes.
it's going to help.
The numbers say that.
It's going to help clean up some of these fat conditions, whether you have a fatty liver or a fat in your fat cells, they're too accumulated. I mean, this annatto E goes into every single cell membrane and starts doing its
job. It's not just helping your liver and your cancer cells.
No, it's helping
every single
cell.
Oh, so it affects all your cells.
Cell,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
Every
I got to get some
cell.
Of this.
And it also stops inflammation. You know, I mean, you were talking about taking curcumin
yeah.
or turmeric
yeah.
because of its anti-inflammatory effects.
Yeah.
But this also will modulate the inflammatory cytokines to only to stop producing inflammation. So how
this
wonderful
is
that?
Yes.
I mean, there. I was reading.
I'm going to do my own study, okay?
Okay.
And
yeah,
I'm going to
let
you
know.
Yes. I'm
going to
take this and replace, you know, in the place of my turmeric that I do for anti-inflammatory.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't have to be.
I'll see if it's similar. That
right.
way I can see, does
right.
it
Because you
works.
Know the turmeric's
Yeah,
working.
I know how that works.
Right.
I've been using it a long time. So I might try that for
right.
like a month and see, oh.
Right.
What does it do?
Right. See what
I'm
going to
let you know.
So I was going to tell you one last thing on
yes.
it. Speaking of joints, so all the autoimmune conditions that wear and tear on the joints, like osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, this will actually help repair the joints. So, if you can even imagine it repairing, it doesn't just stop the inflammation in a joint, it actually helps
I have to get this tomorrow. I mean, I used my joints my whole life. I need to get some of this. I didn't realize it.
Right.
Joints, plus it helps with bone density.
Well, it stops...
It stops the
destruction of bone.
Bone loss.
That's correct. It kind of like puts the brakes on. And I have to say, I don't know what the mechanism is. I know it's there. I will, try to educate myself and figure it out. But it was impressive that it could do all of this because especially for cancer,
This is amazing to me.
Yeah. And especially like, let's say women who have breast cancer, what do they put them on? They put them on some estrogen blocker. Well, now all of a sudden your bone density starts dwindling, and then they want you to do something else to help promote.
Yeah, that's how you get. Density. That's how you end up with 2 and 3drugs.
Exactly.
Right. Listen, before we get to the next commercial, we have a caller. Do we have a caller? Oh no. Oh,
we did have.
We did have a caller.
And we made him wait too long.
Okay, sorry about that. But you can call back at 504-556-9696. And we're getting ready to take a break. And we're talking with Dr. Kashi Rai on an amazing, which I call amazing, immune enhancer that I never heard of. And I think a lot of other people hadn't either. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after these commercials. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Berniker and Dr. Kashi Rai. We'll be right back.
Perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is Jack
New Orleans.
Clay. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Thank you.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
We're back. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Berniker. My guest today is Dr. Kashi Rai. And today, this is an exciting show for me to learn that there's another immune enhancer that we can use that does so much and that the studies are showing its effect on cancer cells. I think it's amazing. It's called Anato-E. And we're going to talk about a little bit more about that. But we have a caller. Do you want to take a phone call?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Should we take a call? And who's that?
This is Matthew from Metairie, Houma, a multitude of
he's in more than one place.
Different areas.
Okay, Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Hello, Susan, and hello, Dr.
Rye.
Hi.
So I had heard from way back in my AP biology back in high school that vitamin E is one of the fat-soluble vitamins, and in large doses can be toxic. And I'm like, On the other hand, all of the benefits you're describing are making me go,
But
so I have to ask, is there a point at which you can take enough of this to cause toxicity?
No, they haven't found an amount on this Anato-E that will cause, will have a toxic reaction. Now, the one thing is that it will promote blood flow a little bit better. So anybody taking some kind of anticoagulant, those are the people that are actually would probably have to be a little bit more careful. But it's pretty impressive that they haven't found toxic effects on it. And again, you can modulate the effects by taking the tocopherols, which actually put the brakes on. And you're right about vitamin D. The vitamin D in, you know, at a certain range can cause toxicity. But I think that the things I've read on vitamin D, I think it's the toxicity begins when the levels start at about 400. Now, usually taking, and it depends on the person too, but usually even 10,000 IUs a day will frequently only put you at a 75 in the bloodstream or 85 or something like that. And they've raised the reference range, at least in the past. I don't know when they raised it, but it was within the past like 5 years. So the reference range is no longer what they call 30 to 100. It's now 30 to 150. So it has it's gone up, and you don't have to guess at what is the vitamin D, what is the amount of vitamin D doing in your body. Just go and get a blood test. I mean, you can go to these labs and pay a fee, and they'll test you, and you'll know, well, hey, my level is
It's the whole pay a fee thing that, my insurance company's pretty cranky about what they'll pay for.
Right, but I'm talking about, I don't like to... for people to feel like they don't have the autonomy to go and do that. The vitamin D test, I don't know for a pay for to get it. If your doctor won't do it for you, go to a lab and say, I want to pay to get it done. It's not that expensive.
Right.
Really? Okay. Well, that'd be good to know that it's not that expensive.
Right.
Versus, yeah. That might be a different number for me than you.
Right.
That's nonetheless.
But I do want to make the distinction.
It's good to know that it turns out it's like one of the things I was worried about with vitamin D was, is my taking this 50 milligram supplement going to give me vitamin D toxicity? And it turns out that largely because of my work indoors, I was kind of deficient in vitamin D anyway.
Right.
So, that's right. And I just want to
Anato-E.
Yes, I'm excited about this. And I just want to say again, annatto E is not vitamin E that we're normally familiar with.
Correct.
And that you should not take them together.
Well, if you want...
Oh, no. I heard that part.
Oh, good. Later. Okay, good.
Right. If you want these miraculous benefits, you don't want to take them together.
Right. Because they kind of strike each other.
But you can take it with almost any other antioxidant. You know, you can take it with vitamin D. So, you know, please feel free. It's not going to affect the levels of vitamin D in the body at all.
That's great.
That's good.
Right, because it does something totally different.
Okay. Well, Matthew, thank you for calling.
And thank you for the information.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye. You too. That was a good caller.
Right.
He remembered his biology.
For maybe biology.
Yeah. Okay, so we want to talk about something else that has to do. You want to talk about melatonin, or did you have something else you wanted to throw in there?
I'm just looking to see on my notes. I did want to say something about safety, since that's what the caller was referring to.
Okay.
They've done like 80 different kinds of cancers in animal studies, and they haven't found any toxicity in all of the dosing that they've done with all these various cancers. So I think it's pretty darn safe, and the animals aren't dying because of some other, like, bleeding or, you know, some other side effects. So I think that it's probably... I'm really excited. I haven't yet seen, and again, I don't know this. I'm listening to someone who spent their lifetime researching it, and I have tremendous respect for these PhDs who have done, spent their life mission.
People don't realize how many people there are out there that do this. They spend their life on one thing.
Particular thing.
Yeah, we had one, my first show, Udo Erasmus. Yeah, he was the Omegas guy.
Right.
Yeah, 40 years he spent doing this.
Right.
Yeah. And they spend their whole life, and that's their thing.
Right.
So this is great. So that was Dr. Tan's.
Right, Dr. Barry Tan.
Barry.
B-A-R-R-I-E.
So if people want to look him up,
yes.
Dr. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Tan, he is the expert on this annatto E if you want to do some research on your own. And what was the next thing
you
wanted to talk
about? Okay, so I wanted to talk about melatonin.
Yes.
So melatonin.
And why melatonin?
Well, so the reason is that it profoundly stimulates your immune system, and it's a very successful antiviral metabolite. And so it changes your lymphocytes so they don't, so it's kind of like it shakes off all these viruses. And it wasn't just for its viral properties. It also has anti-cancer properties. They have dosed so much melatonin, they can't get a lethal dose. They can't find the LD50 for any dose. So, I mean, there's no human dose that's
too much. How do we get melatonin? What's our different forms?
There's two probably forms of it. There's a dry form that you can just, I mean, melatonin now is a pretty common supplement.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the effects of just melatonin. You can add melatonin too to the other antioxidants in the sandbox. You know, they all play together really well. So what melatonin does, though, how it works, and it's different than the tocotrienols, the annatto E, what it does is it affects cell signaling. So it still has the same effect of being really kind of an antioxidant, but it will actually go clean up. It'll kind of shake off some of the viruses people have in their bodies. You know, it's like, how do you get rid of some of this stuff? And this was in the frontline doctors. They had said melatonin, but they had said like 6 milligrams. Listen, I'm talking about if you have cancer, just start popping it.
Yeah.
Melatonin is made in the body. It is, yes, it's in the pineal gland for production to go into the bloodstream, but it's actually made in every single cell. And what they found was, let's just go back to cancer for just a second. What they found is in cancer cells, the cancer cells don't make melatonin. They have very little melatonin that they have.
Are we coming to the end?
This
is too much fun. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we got to all this information. You got to come back. Well, I know. We ran out of time.
But it was fun.
It was. Dr. Kashirai, Dr. Kashirai does have an AutoE at her offices, right?
And melatonin, too.
And melatonin. 3001 Division. Her office number is 504-818-2525. I'm also going to post that up on my podcast if you can't write it down. But you're listening to Health Connections with Susan Bernicker, and I want to thank Dr. Kashirai.
Thank you so much, Susan.
And you got to come back because we didn't finish our conversation.
But it was fun.
It was great having you. Health Connections every Friday at 5 o'clock. We'll see you next Friday.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO. GSO.